probably just apply to anybody when he would say that.
Have you ever heard the word cracker or hillbilly?
Hillbilly.
Now, what's hillbilly? Is that the same as redneck, or is that different?
No. Well, it would be to some. Everybody's got a different definition of redneck, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But hillbilly would just be somebody who probably isn't just an old farmer type.
Okay. What is a child born of a racially mixed couple, black and white marriage, or a black and white couple called? Have you ever heard
half breed?
Okay. Have you heard any other thing?
Oh, thanks.
Heard, heard that the one that starts with an M? Ever heard of mulatto?
Yeah.
Okay. What are white people who aren't very well off and haven't had a chance to go to school and so on? What do you call them?
Poor.
Okay. Would you call them poor white?
No, I wouldn't.
Have you ever heard of poor white trash?
I've heard that, but I've never heard anybody
what
use
what
it.
Would people, oh, you haven't heard people use it. Okay. And you say blacks would call poor whites what? You said honky, you say?
Not necessarily poor, but just a derisive term from blacks applying to whites
yeah.
would be honky.
Uh-huh. Do you think they would use crackers or peckerwoods or anything?
I doubt it.
Okay. What if somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know much about the city and so on, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Would you call it hillbilly or a country bumpkin? You ever heard of those?
Yeah, I've heard those.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's what?
It's almost midnight.
Okay. If you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place, huh?
Slip.
Okay, and I
caught myself.
Okay, but you did, you were on, what would you say, you...
Almost fell.
Yeah. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls to you and says, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
I'll be with you in a minute. I'll be ready in a minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure the distance you're asking somebody.
How far is it?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say...
Right there.
Okay. If you want to know how many times, you say how.
How often?
Okay.
How often?
Okay. Which one would you say?
I would say often.
Probably. You agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy." You say,
"No, I'm not going to either."
Okay. What's this party?
Four.
Okay. And what about this?
Hair.
And what if you got hair on you? If you're man.
Beard.
Okay.
Whiskers.
What's this?
Chin whiskers to ear.
Which one?
What?
Which side is it?
Left.
Okay, and which one's this?
Right.
Okay, and it's the left ear.
Ear.
What? And this is the
right ear.
Okay, and what's this?
Mouth, lips.
Okay, and what's this?
Adam's apple.
Okay, have you ever heard of any other name for it?
Can't think of it.
Have you ever heard of Goozle?
Yeah, that's right.
What's that mean? What's that?
I would never thought of that.
What? But you
said that. My uncle used to say that a lot.
Your uncle used to say that. What would he say? What would he say?
I don't remember now, but I've heard him say that. But it would be applied towards that.
And what would he say?
I don't even know.
How would you?
Goozle.
Okay, he'd say Goozle, and,
yeah.
But would it be in the context of just a joke or just normal? Say, is this my Goozle? Got it caught in my Goozle? Or?
Yeah, he probably would. Uh-huh. He would say that.
Okay. But you wouldn't say that?
No.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your what?
Teeth.
And what's the flesh around the teeth called?
Gums.
Okay. And what's this?
Palm. Yeah.
And what's this?
Fist.
What's